Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in our next guest. And he is Scott Dane, Executive Director of the Capital Area Soccer League. And Scott, a lot of talk about energy drinks and how dangerous they can be.
Yeah, I think I was watching ESPN last night, and their E60 series did a segment on energy drinks and the dangerous levels of caffeine that are in these energy drinks and the effect they've had on some high school athletes. And I think it's something that parents need to be aware of, as well as high school coaches and administrators need to be well aware of the dangers that can come with energy drinks.
What turned you on to this?
You know, I see kids or players when they come up to before a game, or even some college kids who come up, and these energy drinks have become very, very popular. And if you read the ingredient labels on them, you would just get worried about the levels of caffeine, the levels of taurine, and some other of these supplements. And then watching the special on ESPN really got me tuned in to how dangerous they really can be, and a very direct effect on the on hearts for athletes.
In terms of the danger of it, it looks like it's such a small bottle. It doesn't look like it hurt anyone.
Yeah, these small bottles, I think the small ones may be more dangerous because the concentration levels of caffeine are so high in them. And they're not regulated. Energy drinks do not fall under the soft drink category for the Food and Drug Administration, so they're not regulated the same way Pepsi and Coke are when it comes to caffeine levels in these drinks. So it's become a real problem. It's a free-for-all in some respects, that some of these energy drinks can just put as much caffeine as they want and the highest concentration levels they want and market them to really young males as a performance enhancer.
All right, how do you deal with this, the Capital Area Soccer League? What do you tell them about these energy drinks? Can you ban them?
You know, I'm not sure that a ban would work in terms of the Capital Area Soccer League, but we can certainly educate all of our players and parents. We see soccer players at a much younger age. We see them in our league typically at 8 years old. If we can start educating those players about the dangers of the energy drinks, maybe we can start to ebb the flow of players who are drinking them and consuming them so much.
How do you do that? How do you educate them? And aren't you kind of trying to swim upstream here with so much advertising being done and trying to make these energy drinks look so cool?
Yeah, you know, I think I read this just this morning that the energy drink industry is now a $7 billion industry, and I'm not sure that we can fight that. And we certainly are not going to have an advertising campaign completely against it. But hopefully we can provide enough educational materials. We do see our coaches twice a year. If we can provide information for those two, then we can then we can educate parents and coaches and hopefully get the players educated through those means.
Just to be clear here, we're not talking about Gatorade, right?
No, definitely not. We're talking about like Monster, Red Bull. There's some other ones, Full Throttle. And there's even some that are marketed. I think one's called Cocaine, and the lettering on the bottle is in the form of a white powder. And they literally market their product as a legal form of cocaine or to have the same effects as cocaine would have on an individual.
When did this start and when did it really take off?
I believe Red Bull launched in Austria in the mid-80s and then came to the States. Over the last 10 years is when energy drinks have become popular, and I would venture a guess that maybe the last few years they've become really, really popular and turned into a booming industry for some of these drink makers. And I think it's become a very popular thing to do. The energy drinks seem to be marketed to some of these extreme sports.
Right.
And I think that masculinity and some of this I want to be a man type stuff has really played a role in the success of the sales of energy drinks.
There have been situations where people have died, and it has been attributed in some cases to these drinks. Dakota Sailor, among others, suffered a seizure and stopped breathing after he drank two of these energy drinks. How much danger is it in here?
The research that I've done, admittedly it's been very little, has indicated that these drinks just raise the level of caffeine, and perhaps the drinks themselves aren't the direct reason that some of these young athletes have died, but because these athletes may have been pre-exposed genetically to some heart conditions, that the caffeine levels have made their disease or their issues come to the forefront and have caused indirectly the deaths that we've seen in young athletes with heart attacks.
All right, more than 130 different energy drinks out there, and you know that players looking for any edge can say, well, whatever happens, not going to happen to me. I want to have more energy. I want to be more fired up. I want to be able to perform at a higher level. As a coach, what do you do about that?
We just have to educate our student athletes and hope that they understand the dangers of some of these drinks. And, you know, they're bad for athletic performance overall. They're dehydration, the heavy doses of caffeine, especially for young people who are probably not daily caffeine users to begin with. And then you get this huge influx of caffeine into a system, I think just shocks the body. And in Virginia, the Virginia Athletic Association has banned, there's actually state legislation in Virginia that has banned these energy drinks at high school events and for high school athletes. I'd love to see Michigan institute the same type of legislation and the NHSAA to get on board and to ban these. And I realize that all student athletes, we don't see them at all times, and they could probably have an energy drink out of sight from coaches or administrators, but I think that if we made it a policy that they were illegal or against the rules, I think that we'd have more to lean on and more credibility in terms of coaches banning them from practices and games.
This E60 story that you mentioned the other night was certainly very entertaining and educational, and a lot of people will see it on ESPN, but it's worth noting that ESPN has entered the energy drink market themselves in partnership with a California company. So it's kind of odd hypocrisy here.
Yeah, the story made mention of the fact that ESPN actually has a drink themselves as well, and they market it just as the other energy drinks do to maybe some extreme sports athletes and certainly young males. And so I thought it was ironic that ESPN E60 then would be the ones to produce a story about the dangers of the energy drinks.
We heard that there were members of legislatures around the country, and Mickey Switalski has an interest in this here, and there may be a bill. Do you see something, a legal remedy?
I'm not sure that we can ever remedy the whole thing, but maybe we can play a part in trying to educate as many young student-athletes as possible about the dangers of these energy drinks. And if it comes from legislature, that would be just a big step in the right direction in terms of trying to ensure that we don't have another death from a high school athlete, that we don't have a teenager that has a heart attack because they pumped their system full of caffeine. And I think that we need to be involved as much as we can as high school coaches, and we need the legislature to be involved. We need support from the school administration. We need support from the MHSAA. And then the more that we can come together on it, I think the more likely we are to prevent a catastrophe.
All right. How many youths are participating in the Capital Area Soccer League, Scott?
Have I been participating?
No, how many youths now currently participate?
We have 2,700 youths.
2,700. Well, we hope that you get the message through to those 2,700 and they spread the word. Scott Dane, Executive Director, Capital Area Soccer League, our guest. We'll be right back with Tom Watkins, U.S.-China and Education Consultant on Ebling and You.